Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Playmaker.
Hi, I'm Chloe, and this is The Playmaker from Tortoise, one story every day to make sense of the world of football. Today, Karen Brady is a famous example of a woman in a leadership role in football. But why aren't there more like her? West Ham Vice Chairman Karen Brady is one of the most high-profile women in football. She took over the running of Birmingham City in 1993 when she was just 23 years old. At the time, she was one of very few women in the football industry. And in 2002, she became the first woman to hold a managing director position in the top flight of English football when Birmingham City was promoted to the Premier League. Karen Brady doesn't give many interviews, but recently she appeared on Stephen Bartlett's Diary of a CEO podcast and talked about her early days working in football.
Birmingham had gone into administration. There was a little ad that said football club for sale. I thought that's interesting. And I got the details and I went to him. I said, there's this football club for sale. You buy it and I'll run it.
What?
And he was like, whoa, football, very male dominated. You'll have to be twice as good as the men to be thought as even only half as good. And I said, well, luckily that's not difficult.
The rest, as they say, is history. Karen Brady has recently overseen West Ham's successful move to the London Stadium. She says she's always wanted to kick down doors to pave the way for other women to become successful in the world of football. And now she's not alone. Port Vale, currently fighting for promotion from League Two, is owned by Carol Shanahan.
And I did the thing that most women do when they first start working in a man's world, and you try and outman the men. So I drank more than they did, I swore more than they did, I smoked more than they did, I did everything more than they did. And because I thought, well, I've got to do this because it's a man's world. So that's how success will be proved, you know. And then you get to the point of saying, well, no, actually, I don't need to do this because I have everything I need as just being who I am as a woman to be just as successful as they were.
It's clear that thanks to women like Karen Brady and Carol Shanahan, attitudes towards women in the sport have changed since the early 90s. But how much have things really changed?
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
UEFA and FIFA, we have the same objectives, which is to increase the number of female decision makers in the game, to change that very male-dominated face of football that we still have today. There's been a lot of improvement, there's more and more women on boards, but still there's a long way to go in terms of representation.
In 2018, FIFA launched a new strategy for women in the game. One of its main aims was called Govern and Lead, and it took 30 women from around the world on a leadership training programme. But the problem of underrepresentation, when female leaders like Karen Brady have proven themselves to be more than capable, remains. A year after that strategy was unveiled, Durham University's Amy Bryan published a paper alongside the National Football Museum. She found that around 230 women work in a leadership capacity in football. And while 27% of workers in men's league football are female, only 7% of directors are women. She concluded that most of these leadership roles are in commercial, sales, ticketing and retail, all roles that are separate from the team itself. Very few women have held senior positions in operations, football administration and business development, essentially the decision-making part of the club, like Karen Brady at West Ham.
Hello and welcome to what is now fittingly known as London Stadium, one of the most iconic sporting and entertainment venues in the country and, of course, the home of West Ham United Football Club.
So what can be done to increase the number of women in leadership roles in football? In an updated paper published last year, Amy Bryan said that men's club football is an extremely gendered industry. That football clubs have excluded women from core roles to maintain their masculine character. And the only way to change this, according to her research, is to involve women in equal proportion to men in footballing decisions. Until then, she said, women will only ever be accommodated at the margins. It sounds like there are a lot more doors to be kicked down yet. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's story, why not subscribe to The Playmaker on your podcast app so you don't miss future episodes? It was written by me, Chloe Beresford, and mixed by Ella Hill.
The Playmaker.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.